Where do you keep your most important papers? Well, obviously you don't need to tell me that. But do you have a secret spot to keep your will? Your marriage license, maybe birth certificates, a passport, maybe just cherished mementos? Well, imagine having something so valuable that it's locked in Fort Knox, having to navigate through barbed wire and armed guards, 4-foot-thick granite walls, all just to get to the vault hiding behind a 22-ton door. Well, as secure as that sounds, what you hold in your heart is even more secure. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Psalm chapter 119 is guarding what we hold most dear. I pray this time helps you to learn how to find what's most important and hide it in the impenetrable walls of your heart. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time to feel safe, a place to feel secure, and a moment to hide in the presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Colossians chapter 3 and respond softly. Lord God, hide your word in my heart. Let the message about Christ completely fill your life. And Lord God, hide your word in my heart. Use all your wisdom to teach and instruct each other with the word of God. And Lord God, let me hide that word in my heart. With thankful hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And Lord God, then let me hide your word in my heart. We will be together for about 15 minutes, and our time in Christian meditation will be about hiding. Not like escaping or hiding a buried treasure, but cherishing and holding what's close to you. So spend a few moments now closing the doors of your eyes and hiding with God in secret prayer. This time and place is holy. It's set apart as a moment for you to concede space in your heart for what is God's. Does your heart and mind feel full of the trappings of the world? How much of your heart is filled with junk you've accumulated over the years? Well, stay here in stillness as you become aware of space in your heart. How much is there remaining for God? Just make note of empty places yet to be filled. Note heart space that is filled but maybe needs to be cleaned out. Just for now, observe your heart and how much space you have left for God. As you note your heart space, surrender each void to the Spirit of God and let it be filled by Him. Just scan your thoughts and emotions for anything keeping you from allowing more room for God. And then without effort, allow the Spirit to clean your heart and fill it with the Word of God. Notice your breathing now too. Observe the fullness of your heart. And breathe and allow space to be filled. Deep, full belly breathing as the Spirit makes heart space for the Word of God. Your mind may wander as space is being opened. Your heart may not be familiar to having that much free space to hide things of God. But let that wandering happen. And then allow the awareness of your open heart to return you to your breathing as God hides his word in you. Perhaps whisper the word hidden as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word hidden to help you return to the hope of God filling your heart with his hidden word. Now from the space in your heart, listen carefully to the first of three divine readings. Don't analyze the words, just listen to the words that God might be calling out to you. Listen for his voice from Psalm chapter 119, verse 11, from the New International Version. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. What did you hear? Where did your attention go as the words soaked into your heart? Silently reflect on that for a few short moments. After that brief pause, how did the Holy Spirit shape your heart? Once more, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Stay here longer now, resting your attention on the words that he has hidden in your heart. In this second expanded divine reading, notice your feelings about the words, your passions. How do you respond emotionally from your heart as you listen to this wider reading from the New King James Version? With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. What emotions did you feel, and where? Well, let your heart explore the imagery of the words that he has hidden there. In this third reading, don't feel the need to respond or reply. Just let the words softly echo in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words from the English Standard Version. How can a young man keep his way pure? Well, by guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. For with my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, return to the cleaning of your heart, a spring cleaning, if you will. I have a garage full of tools. Most I've used just once or twice. Many I don't even remember buying. So I have a new rule. When I come home from the hardware store with a new gadget, I have to toss out two. Maybe that could apply to your clothes closet or food pantry, but for now, let it apply to your heart. Contemplate what is taking up the most space in your heart. Is there room there for God? Well, for every new word given to you by God, consider what you can remove of the world in your heart. Take a minute here and begin your spring cleaning to allow room for God's commands, His statutes, and His love. Rest here in the love of God for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Lord God, hide your word in my heart. And let the word hidden be the sacred word that helps you remember to open up more space in your heart for God. And let me pray a prayer of blessing over you, that you seek God with your whole heart, that you always have room for God and His words in your heart, that you hide His commands in words there so that you are steered away from sin. And may your heart be filled, too, with the love and the words of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. You may soon find that your heart is full, but with little room for God, struggling to find a corner of space for the divine. Well, rejoice at that realization. And let it be a reminder to spring clean your heart. And consider, too, how you can not only make room for God in your heart, but maybe to those around you. Consider how your selfish or codependent needs may be taking up unnecessary space in the mind of another. How can you release them of the burden of holding thoughts of you? So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, just note the free space of your heart. Be mindful of your mind to make room for what is holy in your heart. For it's in that space, it is then and there you will encounter God.